Time now for the weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
And it's that time of year in Seattle when we get to gloat a bit and bask in it. The sunshine as the payoff for our dark winters, a typical August weekend ahead of us with lots of sunshine. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. So maybe a few clouds, Cliff, but basically what you would call a boring forecast, right? Sunny and warm all weekend long?
That's right, and warmer than normal. Low clouds that are slowly melting away. And, you know, temperatures are going to be getting up to around 80 through much of Western Washington. So that's already above normal. But it's not going to end there. We're going to see temperatures slowly rising during the weekend into the lower 80s for people away from the water on Saturday, then into the mid-80s to upper 80s on Sunday. And, I mean, we're going to be coming in very close to 90, maybe even Sunday and certainly into Monday. So a warming period is going to happen. And that's because a trough that brought us cooler temperatures this week is moving off and a pretty high-amplitude ridge is building in its place.
But and even though I said this is typical for August, Cliff, you're tracking the statistics, and the summer is actually shaping up to be historically warm, correct?
That's right. I mean, this is warmer than normal. I mean, July, for a number of cities in Washington, has been the number one month in terms of average temperatures. You know, a lot of stations in eastern Washington, Wenatchee and Yakima and Spokane, have had their warmest July on record. Seattle had its second warmest July on record. So this is kind of unusual. And, you know, it's been persistent for the last month, and it's not going away. We are going to be above normal the next week or two. That's pretty much in the cards.
So I've heard this rumor that this winter will probably be in El Nino, but normally that's not decided till about the end of August. August, right?
Well, it's August already, and in fact, the models we have that simulate the sea surface temperature in the Pacific are pretty emphatic that we're going to have an El Nino year this year. At one point, it looked like it was going to be a super-duper El Nino with, you know, extraordinarily warm temperatures in the Pacific. Now it looks like it'll just be a sort of regular El Nino, where the warm temperatures in the Pacific cause the weather in the Northwest to be a little different than average. And that means a little less precipitation, a little warmer, less snow in the lowlands, and somewhat less snow in the mountains as well. So I think we'll see the characteristics of an El Nino year this coming winter.
And so El Nino would mean for us water management issues, less snowpack, but it also means more tropical storms and hurricanes in other places. And we've got these two that we're seeing in Hawaii. They're actually pretty rare there. Are they connected to this El Nino pattern?
Well, the most important thing about El Ninos are that they often bring heavier precipitation to Southern California, Central and Southern California. And actually, that could be an extraordinarily welcome event. They desperately need more rain down there. And so having El Nino weights the dice for them getting more precipitation. At the same time, we tend to get less precipitation. And the reason for that is the jet stream in the Pacific tends to split, with part of it going into California. Now, I don't think we can blame the two hurricanes that are bearing down on Hawaii right now in El Nino, although I should say it is true that the water temperatures are a little bit warmer than normal in the Pacific right now and around Hawaii, and that does help the hurricanes a bit. But it is really unusual to get hurricanes hitting Hawaii and to have two of them approaching within a matter of a week. That's really different.
It's been 22 years since they got a hurricane in Hawaii. Why are they so rare there?
Well, there are two reasons they don't tend to get hurricanes there. Number one, the water temperature is not that warm. And hurricanes like warm water. In fact, they like water to be warmer than 26 degrees centigrade. That's kind of a magic number. And often it's cooler than that. I mean, anybody who goes to Hawaii knows, you know, go in the water there, and it's just not as warm as, let's say, the Caribbean is. And so that's one issue. The other thing is there tends to be a lot of wind shear. The wind changes with height quite a bit above Hawaii, and that's bad for hurricanes. It tends to tear them apart.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations or post your weather questions or feedback at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.